Chapter 1. Where are your pages, Ivy?
Ivy Blake winced at the snap of her agent's voice on the other end of the phone. Marianne was pulling out her stern mom-of-three tone. That was never good.
They're coming.
At some theoretical future time, that was actually true.
You've been saying that for weeks, and you've been avoiding me. You only do that when the words aren't flowing.
You have no idea. The book's been giving me a smidge of trouble. Understatement of the century. But I promise I'm nearly done.
Flagrant lie.
Ivy wondered if Marianne's momdar was sounding an alarm. Ivy's own mama had an eyebrow of doom that could be heard over the phone when engaged.
You have to give me something to give Wally. I can't hold him off much longer.
Walter Kane, who, inexplicably, went by Wally, a fact that made it utterly impossible to take him seriously, was currently at the top of Ivy's avoid-at-all-costs list. Her editor was brilliant, but a bit like a banty rooster when he got angry. He had deadlines. Of course, Ivy understood that. Everything about publishing involved deadlines. He'd absolutely blow a gasket if he knew she was still on Chapter 1. The 13th version. It was probably a sign.
Next week.
Was this what it felt like to be in debt to a bookie, making absurd promises in hopes of avoiding broken kneecaps or cement shoes? Except in this case, it was Ivy's career, not her actual life, in danger.
Ivy?
Marianne drew her name out to four syllables, which was tantamount to being middle-named by her mama. Ivy hunched her shoulders. I swear I'm finishing up the book. In fact, I'm taking a special trip for the express purpose of focusing on nothing but that until it's done. Where the hell had that come from? She had no such plans. Apparently, in lieu of offering up a reasonable plot, her brain had decided to just spew spontaneous, bold-faced lies. Her agent sighed.
Fine. How can I reach you?
In for a penny. Oh, well, you can't. There's no internet up there, and I was warned that cell service is spotty. The cabin has absolute privacy and no distractions. It's perfect. Actually, something like that did sound perfect. If she went totally off the grid, Marianne and Wally wouldn't know where to send the hitman when she missed her deadline. The one that had already been pushed back once. You've never missed a final deadline, and you're not going to start now. Marianne offered another beleaguered sigh.
Find an internet connection and check in on Monday, or I'm hunting you down. Understand?
Yes, ma'am. Ivy had no doubt she meant it. Despite her trio of children and the stable of other writers she managed, Marianne would absolutely get herself on a plane and show up on Ivy's doorstep if she thought it would get results.
I'll do what I can to hold off Wally. This morning's starred review at Kirkus for Hollow Point Ridge should appease him for a little while. You know he loves nothing more than seeing you rack up acclaim.
Because acclaim means dollar signs for us all, Ivy recited, as if she could forget that it was more than just her depending on income from her books.
Damn straight. I forwarded the review to you. Check your email before you go,
Marianne ordered. She'd already seen the review this morning. Somebody had posted it in her fan group, which had generated a discussion thread that was already 20 pages deep about where she planned to go with the series next. But bringing that up would only prolong this conversation.
Will do. Happy writing.
For just a moment, Ivy considered coming clean and telling Marianne the stark, unvarnished truth. Her agent was, ultimately, meant to be her advocate. But right now, she was only more pressure, so Ivy held in her snort of derision as she hung up the phone and tossed it on her desk. It had been a long, damned time since she'd been happy writing. The truth was, she had a raging case of writer's block, and she was already weeks past her initial deadline. That wasn't like her at all. She was a machine. Her first three books had poured out of her. The next three were each successively bigger, deeper, harder. And with each had come more success and higher expectations from her publisher, who wanted to capitalize on momentum to maximize sales. That was a business decision on their part.